Welcome to the Cybersecurity Podcast, where we explore the world of online threats, privacy concerns, and digital defense strategies to keep you and your data safe in the ever-evolving digital landscape. The reported breach in May and July, allegedly carried out by Chinese hackers, is the latest in a series of growing cybersecurity and data privacy concerns. This incident involved the theft of emails from senior State Department officials, further heightening accusations of Chinese involvement in cyber espionage. This follows closely on the heels of US and Japanese companies being targeted by a hacking group known as Black Tech, which exploited routers to carry out their activities. Reacting to these mounting security issues, China has started drafting rules to ease cross-border data security controls. This is in an effort to alleviate apprehensions about transferring foreign business data. The increasing number of cyberattacks and data breaches have spurred a heightened focus on cybersecurity and data protection within China. In the latest Cisco updates, there has been significant attention towards improving security following discoveries of vulnerabilities within their iOS and iOSD software. These flaws were exploited by unauthorized actors who gained access to networks, signaling an urgent need for corrective measures. In parallel, news has surfaced of Cisco firmware being the target of a major cyber attack campaign conducted by the notorious Chinese hacking group, Black Tech Group. By infiltrating multinational companies' networks, this incursion causes significant security and privacy risks. In light of these incidents, immediate measures are urged for Cisco router users and impacted organizations. It is critical to apply the security patches that Cisco has provided, a necessary step against potential incursions by Chinese hackers who are specifically focusing on Cisco routers. These patches are developed to counter vulnerabilities, considerably strengthening network defenses. The confidentiality and safety of data is of prime importance, and users must, therefore, act promptly and remain alert, implementing necessary updates as soon as possible. With cybersecurity being a persistent and evolving challenge, proactivity and vigilance are crucial to block unauthorized access and protect vital information. The Google News segment today reports a number of zero-day vulnerabilities in Google Chrome. These vulnerabilities, exploited by spyware vendors, pose significant risks for remote attacks. Particularly one vulnerability, which is associated with the extensions component of Chrome, allows for a buffer overflow due to unknown data manipulation. Google is proactively addressing these issues and has released patches for an actively exploited zero-day vulnerability. For the sake of their security, Chrome users are strongly recommended to make these updates. In a separate focus, Google's location and search data is being employed by investigators to assist in resolving nonviolent cases. Though this has its merits, it's also sparked worries regarding the police having Google user data access without a need for suspicion of crime. As it stands, Google is found to fulfill approximately 80% of police requests for data. This compliance record stirs debates about possible data misuse that could result in false accusations. Stay tuned as we continue to update you on any developments in the Google News segment. In an alarming development, it has been reported that a substantial number of emails, totaling at 60,000, have been stolen from Microsoft-hosted accounts belonging to the U.S. State Department by Chinese hackers. This serious breach, which happened in July, occurred after the hackers infiltrated Microsoft's Exchange email system. The breach demonstrates ominous potential national security implications and reflects substantial security challenges facing Microsoft. Additionally, malware-infected advertisements have successfully infiltrated Bing chat responses, marking another incident of Chinese hackers exploiting weaknesses in Microsoft systems. It is evident that this series of breaches underscore the urgent need for strengthening security measures, particularly as cloud-based services become more ubiquitous, to safeguard government and sensitive data against such cyber threats in the future. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NISC, has issued a useful guide targeting operational technology, security, responding to increasing concerns about cybersecurity breaches in infrastructure control systems. Given our growing reliance on technology in maintaining critical infrastructure, it's vital these controls are robustly safeguarded from potential cyberattacks. Additionally, NIST has introduced a new title for their cybersecurity program, representing an effort to more accurately portray their work within the cybersecurity community and IT professionals. This transformation denotes their commitment to stay up to date and pertinent in the swiftly progressing field of cybersecurity. Separately, a concerning user enumeration flaw has been found in Google Economizer's login and forgotten password functions. This defect allows cybercriminals to identify valid usernames and email addresses. Users of Google and Economizer should be vigilant of this vulnerability and take the necessary steps to secure their accounts. That concludes the news for today. Be sure to stay connected for regular updates on technology and cybersecurity issues. In recent news from the U.S. State Department, it is reported that China is escalating its efforts to control information and advance digital authoritarianism. This follows allegations of Chinese hackers stealing a concerning 60,000 emails from the U.S. State Department, highlighting emerging issues about cybersecurity and international espionage. China now potentially holds access to sensitive U.S. government information and confidential communications. The United States alleges China of increasing its maneuvers to manage the information flow, seen as part of a broader strategy to enforce digital authoritarianism. This strategy involves using digital technology and cybersecurity methods to suppress opposition, curb freedom of expression, and manipulate public perception both within and beyond its borders. These claims come amid escalating tensions between the two superpowers engaged in a series of economic, technological, and geopolitical disputes. The cyber attack on the U.S. State Department is one aspect of this wide-ranging conflict and competition in the digital domain. The event emphasizes the urgent need for strengthened cybersecurity measures and international collaboration to counter such cyber threats. It also brings to light the importance of sustaining secure information networks to safeguard sensitive governmental data. As the U.S. State Department progresses with investigations into the breach, the response to this supposed cyber attack and measures to prevent future similar incidents remain in question. The event's implications for U.S.-China relations and global cybersecurity are expected to be closely monitored in the upcoming weeks. In recent news related to Sam Curry, there have been disturbing incidences involving the treatment of security researchers. Notably, one researcher was detained and faced an invasive phone search at an airport just as he was about to depart the country. Subsequently, he was ordered to testify before a grand jury in connection with his investigation into a crypto scam. However, the investigation was later abandoned. A similar instance involved a Yuga Lab security engineer who was also detained at a U.S. airport following his inquiry into the same dubious crypto project. Unfortunately, these events signify potential drawbacks associated with investigating possible fraudulent activities in the cryptocurrency sector. These situations call attention to crucial issues regarding how security researchers are treated and the extent of their investigative activities. While we must combat scams to safeguard potential victims, there is an equally critical need to protect those laboring tirelessly to unmask these deceitful operations. As the cryptocurrency industry continues to expand and change, authorities and law enforcement agencies have to strike a balance between sustaining security and honoring the rights and privacy of individuals engaged in genuine investigations. We anticipate that such instances will trigger a necessary discourse on better handling similar scenarios in the future. Thank you for tuning into this episode on cybersecurity, where we explored the ever-evolving landscape of online threats and discussed ways to safeguard ourselves and our digital lives.